23 welcomes the team of the 23 Social Forum and thanks the eminent keynote speakers for their valuable inputs. Article 15 of the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights specifically focuses on the right to enjoy the benefits of scientific progress and its application. The implementation of this right is crucial for the fulfillment of a range of rights, such as, just to mention a few, the right to health, the right to education, the right to water, the right to food, including the right to health, environment, and the right to development. Progresses in science and technology play a critical role in promoting sustainable development, social well-being, and cultural advancement. Science and technology are powerful tools in the hands of humanity. They should never be used as drivers of exclusion and exploitation, but need to be put at the service of peace and for the future of the planet. Regrettably, access to scientific knowledge and its applications in terms of educational resources, research findings, technological innovation, and healthcare advancement, among others, is inequitable in our world. For example, too many lives have been lost, especially in sub-Saharan Africa and other developing countries, in the years between the early 90s and 2005-2010, before antiretroviral drugs, a remarkable scientific discovery, were made accessible for people infected by HIV/AIDS. Moreover, the vaccine apartheid and nationalism, which happened during the COVID-19 pandemic, has been a great scandal. The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated existing inequality within and across countries, fading the likelihood of implementation of the SDGs. And the greatest adverse effects have fallen once more on the most vulnerable countries and people. We firmly believe that the uneven sharing of scientific progress and the post-pandemic recovery require a swift action towards fostering international cooperation without conditionalities, applying the lens of the right to development in formulating policies and programs, as well as developing the antibodies of international solidarity. Thank you.